The event was billed as a flash mob, and the idea was simple. People show up at 18 minutes past noon, set off their cell phone alarms, make a bunch of noise, and wave banners calling attention to climate change. It was a symbolic message right before a direct appeal.
Hi, my name's Carrie MacLean. I'm probably from Sitka, Alaska.
MacLean, in a red shirt and hat, talks into an orange cell phone. An aide in Senator Lisa Murkowski's Washington, D.C. office is listening.
Hey, you know, there's a bunch of us here in Sitka.
Yeah!
And MacLean says he pays a lot of attention to climate change issues.
Yeah, especially in southeast Alaska, where ocean acidification is a major issue and can definitely affect our fisheries.
You feel pretty strongly about it?
Oh my gosh, yeah. Yeah.
The group passed a few cell phones around, hoping the message would get through to their elected leaders. That was easier in some instances than others.
She put us on hold, so I figured we'd call her back when the line's empty.
Yeah. Oh, well, maybe there's too many people calling their representatives.
Maybe. Yeah, well, who are you calling now?
Well, Mark Baggage's office is on that phone over there.
Event organizer Michelle Putz says she's aware not everyone supports her cause. But then again, she says, her goal isn't to reach everyone.
It's kind of that bell curve thing. You have a few people like myself who are actively really trying to do something, get others to do it. You have the people in the middle who show up once in a while to small things like this. And then you have the people who adamantly don't believe it. I don't know that we'll ever reach the people who adamantly don't believe it, but I hope that we can get through to the people who know there's something wrong but aren't sure what to do about it, and that we can actually get them to take small actions that add up to, you know, actually making a change and not having climate change be our biggest, you know, problem ever.
The 12 or so people who joined Monday's event in Sitka were joined by others around the world, with each event taking place at 12:18 in its own time zone. As of midday Monday, some 2,400 people had joined across six continents. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Ed Ronco.